Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today we have a classic story of the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek, who was the third Chabad Rebbe. His name was also Menachem Mendel, just like our Rebbe, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, the seventh Rebbe. And also involved in the story is the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, the author of Tanya and many other works. The Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek, first name and middle name were Menachem Mendel, was actually raised primarily by the Alter Rebbe. At 3 years old, unfortunately, he was orphaned from his mother, and he was actually, for the most part, raised by the Alter Rebbe himself. So he was very, very close to his grandfather, extremely close. And even after his grandfather, the Alter Rebbe, passed away, he continued to appear to the Rebbe of the Tzemach Tzedek, and he would teach him Torah from heaven. Now, we might not have experience in this type of situation. Occasionally, we might have a dream about our ancestors, grandparents, great-grandparents. But to say that we have had the experience of our grandfather appearing to us and teaching us Torah, not too many people have had that. But this is a regular thing that the Alter Rebbe would appear to the Tzemach Tzedek and teach him Torah. So Tzemach Tzedek tells a story that one time he traveled to Lubavitch, he traveled to the city of Lubavitch, and he was expecting that his grandfather would appear to him and teach him Torah, but it didn't happen. He was quite crushed by the fact that his grandfather did not appear to him for quite a long time. One day, it was actually a Wednesday, the 20th day of Elul, the Tzemach Tzedek, on his way to Shul, to Daven, he met one of the local Balabatim, one of the old local family men. His name was Pinchas. And Pinchas asked the Tzemach Tzedek for a loan. He said, can I borrow 3 silver rubles? Which I'm not sure exactly how much money that is. Let's say $20, something like that. He would then be able to buy something at the marketplace. Let's say sheep. And then he could sell it at a profit to cover his expenses so that he could buy Shabbos food. Let's say he would be able to buy it for $20 and sell it for $50 or whatever the amount was, maybe less, maybe $30. And with the profit, he would be able, perhaps he was a butcher, I'm not sure, and maybe he would sell it piece by piece. But in any case, buying and selling, that's what business is about for the most part. Buy cheap and then you sell it at a higher price. So the Tzemach Tzedek said to him, I'm going now to Shul to Daven. And after that, come visit me and I'll give you a loan. After I go home, you know, I'll be able to get money and come visit me and I'll give you a loan. He went to Shul and he was getting ready to Daven. He had his talis on his shoulder already. Most probably he was thinking some deep thoughts of Chassidus, some deep ideas about Hashem, about Torah, about the Neshama, and so forth, getting ready to daven. And all of a sudden, he remembered, wait a minute, Pinchas wants to borrow money from me because it's market day. The market opens very early in the morning. If I daven first, by the time I give Pinchas, I lend Pinchas this money, he may not be able to make a good purchase with which to then go and sell and make money. No, that's not going to work. Put down his talus, and he went right home. And instead of getting 3 silver rubles, like Pinchas asked him, he got 5 silver rubles. He went and found Pinchas and brought him the 5 silver rubles. As soon as he went back to shul, washed his hands in preparation for davening, the Alter Rebbe appeared to him with a very, very illuminated, luminous, and brightly shining face. And all of the questions which the Tzemach Tzedek had prepared, the Alter Rebbe answered. So this story teaches us something very, very important. The power of doing a favor for a fellow Jew. Here, just by doing a favor for a fellow Jew, a physical favor, Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, had a tremendous revelation of holiness. Grandfather appeared to him from the next world or from heaven or Gan Eden or wherever he was, and he taught him Torah. So how does that relate to us? So we know that we can do a favor for another person, but is that going to result in something like this? So the truth is that our attitude has to be most definitely that when we do a favor for a fellow Jew, or if we learn extra Torah, or if we even have an extra holy thought, this can actually bring the Geula. It can bring Mashiach. And why is that? Because the whole world, says the Rambam, we should envision like it's on a scale. Exactly half good deeds and speeches and thoughts, and exactly half of the opposite. And if we add one good thought, word, or deed, we can tip the entire scale to the side of good. So we might still further ask, but why me? Look at all the great people in our generation, and they haven't brought Mashiach yet. Who am I to bring Mashiach? And one of the answers to that is, like a midget on the shoulders of a giant. The midget is a very, very small person who might think, I can't see very far. I'm very short. I can't see. Can't see far. But if he goes on the shoulders of a giant, then he could see even further than the giant, because he's up on the shoulders of the giant. And even though the giant can see far because he's way, way up there, but when the small person goes on the shoulders of the giant, he's even higher. So it's true that we have many great people in our generation and in previous generations that were great and holy and accomplished so much. But our accomplishment, even if it's one favor for one Jew, is on top of their accomplishments. The accomplishments of other people don't go away. They stay. And then our accomplishment gets added. So at any time, one more mitzvah, says the Rambam, can tip the entire scale and bring Mashiach and bring redemption. Therefore, we have to try to keep this in mind. And every single day, besides doing the minimum, and besides doing as well as we can, try to always do a little bit better than that. Something extra. A little bit extra thought, speech, or action for Hashem. A little bit of extra favor for another Jew. A little bit extra kavana in our davening, paying better attention. One thing extra can bring the geula. May it happen right away, and with simcha, betuv levav, with joy and a good heart. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.